Clara Barton, founder of the American Red Cross, by Augusta Stevenson. To Dr. Percy H. Epler, whose biography of Clara Barton was authorized by her. The Captain's Indian Story. "Father, please tell me an Indian story," said 7-year-old Clara Barton. It was a cold winter evening, just the time for a story.
"Are you sure you want to hear another?" asked Captain Barton. "You've been listening to them ever since you were 4. I should think you'd be tired of them."
Clara shook her head. "Your stories are much more exciting than the fairy stories my sisters are always telling me." Her father laughed.
"Your sisters have never lived with fairies. I've lived with Indians, and many of them were my friends."
"Your friends? I thought you fought them in a war," exclaimed Clara.
"We didn't fight all the Indian tribes," said the captain. "I've visited Indian villages, and I've hunted with Indians. The hunters are still my friends, even after all this time."
"Oh, tell me about some of the Indians."
"Well, I'll tell you a story about one of the Indian wars. It's about something that happened to me and my hat."
"Your soldier's hat?" asked Clara.
"Yes, and this is the way it was. Our troops were on a low ridge. Across a little valley was another low ridge, and that's where the Indians were. For over an hour we had been shooting at each other, not right along, of course, just when we saw a head or some feathers."
Clara nodded. She knew that soldiers tried to fight from ridges if they could find any. Then the enemy was below them. "When did the Indians shoot?"